Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6:11, first official day of summer, but let's face it, it's been summer here for the last, 6 weeks? Could be till October, and there you go, chance for afternoon showers, which is going to be the situation, barring any tropical weather, which there is none on the horizon. So for now, we'll take it. Teresa Mayers joins us now, Associate Professor of Anthropology and Director of the Graduate Program in Food Systems at the University of Vermont, to talk about farm workers, undocumented immigrants, rounding up, what happens if there are mass deportations, food supply chain, et cetera. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm okay. For people that don't understand what anthropology has to do with all of this, explain that, would you please?
Yeah, of course. So I'm a cultural anthropologist, so I work with very living people instead of dead people, which some of my colleagues do. But
Around here, it's hard to tell the difference, Professor. Tell me the
difference. Yeah, I study culture, I study food, and I study immigration. And for the past 15 years or so, my work has focused on the role that immigrants play in the food system in the United States.
Last time we had a funeral around here, we were looking at the deceased and said, you know, lying there with his eyes closed, you'd think he could be at work. Let's talk about the food, the food chain and mass deportation. Farmers depend on around the nation. How do you even go about determining who depends on whom for harvesting their crops?
It's everyone. It's every industry, from dairy, which is an industry that I studied quite a bit, to, you know, fresh produce, to meat packing, to chicken processing. It's not just in the fields, right? It's also in processing facilities, in restaurants, in fast food restaurants. You know, it's a really a food systems issue, not just a farm issue.
So what would happen, or has it have the, first of all, I don't know that anybody's making a case for, first, I just want to clear that up with the audience, because we have a conservative audience, and I just make sure everybody understands, I'm not making a case for illegal immigration. I'm just looking at every effect, every action has an equal and opposite reaction, right? Every action has a reaction. So if this crackdown continues, what's going to happen to the food supply? Food supply chain, I guess, is my question. It's an accurate
one? I think we're going to have real issues. And I think that, you know, when you look at the dependence that we have on immigrant farm workers, both undocumented and documented, so much of our supply chain and the food that feeds us all comes through the hands of people who are born outside of the country. And so, you know, these ideas around mass deportation are not necessarily taking into consideration how dependent we are on these workers, in addition to the fact that, you know, these workers are human beings with families that they're trying to support both here and at home. And, you know, it is certainly an economic issue, but to me, it's also a really important human rights issue.
So I was talking to our agriculture secretary yesterday about Louisiana and undocumented farm workers, and I think we should talk about the difference between documented farm workers and undocumented farm workers, what, as you talked about, the individuals and the human beings, what life is like for either.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, what we see in the United States is that there are certain kinds of programs that do allow farm workers to come through official channels. So we have the H-2A visa program, which brings workers, you know, even just down the road from me here in Vermont to apple orchards and to berry farms. And that program is a seasonal program, right? So that the food that is being created has to be created on a seasonal basis. When you look at an industry like dairy, which is an important industry, not only in Vermont, but in lots of places around the world and in the United States, there's no legal pathway for workers to come into that industry. The H-2A visa program doesn't apply because it's year-round work. And so,
Let me slow down a little bit because you deal with this every day, just for people that are trying to keep up, because it is early. It's 6:15. So the H-2A visa program that the Agriculture Department guy was secretary was telling me about yesterday applies for only seasonal workers. Is that it?
Yes. Yep. For seasonal workers.
Okay. And is there a visa program that applies for year-round farm workers then?
There is not. Okay. There is absolutely not. And so, you know, there have been proposals to expand the H-2A program to include year-round work. I don't personally think that that's a best solution. But yeah, that argument that people should go through official channels to work year-round, that is not an option.
So let me just ask you, since you said it, why do you think that is not a good idea?
Well, I think when you look at some of the research that's been done on the H-2A program, which there's been quite a bit of research, including some by my co-author, Laura Ann Minkoff-Cern at Syracuse, there are a number of documented abuses within that program that they're, you know, it works really well for some farms and for some farm workers, but for a lot of others, it doesn't work that well. And there's documented cases of abuse and pay withholding and I think that if we are thinking about, you know, what truly works best for eaters and people who need food in the United States and people who need work, I think that we need to really kind of go back to the drawing board and think about what a comprehensive visa program would look like for agricultural workers.
When it comes to protections for documented as opposed to undocumented workers, I don't know what I don't know, Professor. So it would seem to me I would jump to the conclusion of, well, at least if they're documented, they have some protections. If
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're undocumented. They have no protections. Would that be a false presumption on my part?
No, I think that that's true. And I think that that's definitely, you know, in under normal circumstances, I think that's absolutely true. I think that what worries me is that some of the rhetoric and some of the discourse that we're seeing from this federal administration is actually pushing us to rethink what we mean by citizenship and, you know, these sort of maybe hollow threats to also deport U.S. citizens is, you know, that's really concerning to me. So under normal circumstances and normal sort of political environments, absolutely, I would say that that visa does bring with it some protections, but I don't really think that we're seeing business as usual right now.
I like to bring the audience in, and sometimes the opinions are well-founded, sometimes not so much. Sometimes they're emotional and knee-jerk. The Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and Text Line's open at 504-260-1870. Please don't ever text and drive. But somebody texted and said, pardon me, please stop making excuses for people entering the country illegally. Come on. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're doing that, are you?
No, I'm not. What I'm asking, and I think this is part of, you know, my approach as an anthropologist, is to think about what is the broader history, what is the broader context that makes it so people have very few choices other than to migrate, right? And if we look at Mexican history, if we look at the effects of things like NAFTA, we also have to look at what are the root causes for migration? Why are people coming? And you know, I think that if any of us were in the position where our choice was either to not feed our children or to migrate, I think most of us know what our choice would be.
So when it comes to the Americans, the people like this 1823 number that texted about people entering the country illegally and mass deportations, if that were to occur, and to me, all I try to do is present the facts and say, okay, well, if you make sure you think it through, and if you want this, then this is going to be the result of that. Let me take a break for traffic. When we come through, we'll talk about mass deportation, and if the Trump administration, and I'm not sure that this is its stated goal or not, but it seems as though I can infer that its goal is to remove all undocumented workers, all illegals from the country. If that is the case, well, then what effect is it going to have on the supply chain for us as it relates to food and different industries like not just farm work, but food processing, et cetera, and what it could look like for the economy if, say, in 3 months, every illegal was to disappear from the country and be deported? What then would the American consumer have to face? Again, to whoever texted this, not making excuses for people entering the country illegally, but just letting you know what you might be in for, because every action has a reaction. And just so you know, it's the old saying, you better watch what you ask for because you might just get it. Understanding what you might just get and then deciding if you're still for that or not. 620 traffic now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker talking to Teresa Mayers, Associate Professor of Anthropology and Director of the Graduate Program in Food Systems at the University of Vermont, about H-2A visa seasonal workers. When it comes to farm workers, the only way to have H-2A legal seasonal workers, rather, on a visa, on the H-2A visa, is for seasonal work. So there's no year-round work, year-round visa. Correct, Professor? I just make sure I'm not saying the wrong thing.
Nope, that's absolutely correct.
So let me read a couple of texts here. We know 50 years ago, American families were in construction and truly illegals. They have totally pushed the American people out of construction except for electrical and plumbing because of the licensing issue. So you can address that. Somebody else said, in my opinion, someone's humanity should might not be tied to their utility. We shouldn't care because what people do for us. We should be care because they are people, which is another way to look at it, because some people run to church every Sunday, but then forget that the people that they're trying to deport are also people. And then somebody else said, we need to find a way to inventory all the people that came in illegally, keep the good ones, deport the bad ones, and then put the immigration system back how it was. I don't know how it was. You tell me, Professor, what effect it would have on, because I always like to bring up what people think, because you can say whatever you want. If they're hell-bent on believing the other thing, it doesn't matter. So let's service their objections or their questions and see if you can answer them. So when it comes to the percentage of undocumented immigrants in farm work, food processing, et cetera, if, and I presume this is what the Trump administration would like to do, round everybody up in the next couple of months and deport them, what would it look like in the economy and what would it be like for Americans?
Yeah, so I think that part of it would be immediate food shortages. And, you know, we got a little taste of this during the pandemic, well, the early days of the pandemic, where we saw really severe food shortages, you know, looking at empty grocery store shelves because of the impacts on meatpacking facilities, on chicken processing facilities. So I think, you know, we would immediately see shortages. And that would be across the board, all kinds of food that's produced in the United States. I think then, you know, because of the ways that labor cost is kind of one of the few flexible costs, unfortunately, that farmers have, we would then see prices rise. And so if we're already worried about the cost of food, which I think many of us are, we would then see prices skyrocket. And I think that, you know, it's a systems issue. It's, you know, I do think that farmers and farm workers need to be paid more for the work that they do because it is absolutely essential work. But it's also work that has been cheapened over time, right? And I think that absolutely, you know, there are impacts on American workers because of this. But I think also raising this question of, with the current money that is being paid to farm workers, is anyone going to take that job that has U.S. citizenship? Probably not. And so we will have food shortages. We will have explosion of food prices, and that would be across the board of all of the things that we need to eat.
Somebody texted in, which American citizen is allowed to break the law without consequences, just send the illegals back already. Okay, but that's what I'm trying to tell you, and that's what the professor's trying to tell you. If you do that, you have to look at the economic model, which is, and that goes to the argument that is proffered that illegals are taking the jobs of Americans. If you send the illegals back and you want Americans to do those jobs, you're going to have to pay them a lot more. And if you do, the farmer's not going to eat that price increase or that expense. He's going to pass it along to the consumer, which means the consumer is going to wind up paying more, which means you can't be for lower prices and deportation at the same time because your argument kind of collapses on itself. Am I saying anything wrong there?
No, I think that's a good synopsis. I think there's also, you know, the reality that the backbone of this country, you know, U.S. agriculture, is also going to collapse. And so, you know, it's going to have an impact on our prices, but also all of those really hardworking farmers out there, if they can't get the work done, they're not going to stay afloat either. And I think that, you know, many of us have, you know, family roots and family connections to agriculture and food production, and it would be really devastating if we see even more attacks on U.S. farmers.
Thank you, Professor. Appreciate your time. Teresa Mayers, Associate Professor of Anthropology, Director of the Graduate Program in Food Systems at the University of Vermont. The person had texted in and said, which American citizen is allowed to break the law without consequences? To be fair, I would ask you, have you ever sped? Have you ever broken a law or whatever? Because it's easy to think that you're pristine and the other person is a lawbreaker. I understand that you can't have a country without borders, that it is just a park if that's the case. But I do think you need to look at the root issues of how did we get to where we are today. And one inconvenient fact is that undocumented farm workers are supplementing the price of food in the United States, and we're all taking advantage of that. So if you want all of the illegals deported, okay, but keep in mind that's going to come with a substantial increase in the price of food. And if you want Americans to take the jobs that illegals are currently taking, okay, but they're going to have to be paid a lot more, which brings us back to tariffs and imports and so forth. It's how much are you willing to pay to have all American? That's the point. 6:31, we'll come back, talk about LSU baseball right now. Time for WWL First News.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.